Welcome to Rhema for Today.
And so he's not talking about works for salvation. That's beside the subject here entirely. He's talking about the fact that your faith without corresponding actions won't work for you, even though you are a believer. One of the gravest mistakes that many believers make is to confess their faith in the Word of God and at the same time contradict their confession by wrong actions.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, Faith Classics, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Turn with me to James, the second chapter, please. James chapter 2. And we shall begin reading with the 14th verse. James chapter 2, verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? Now I want to read Weymouth's translation. What good is it, my brethren, the 14th verse, what good is it, my brethren, if a man professes to have faith and yet his actions do not correspond? Or in verse 22, speaking of Abraham, Weymouth translation, you notice that his faith was cooperating with his actions, and that by his actions, his faith was perfected. Now that's a little clearer to us. King James translation is a little blind to us. Some folks read this, you know, and think he's talking about salvation, but I want you to notice it isn't right in the sinners. He said, what doth it profit, my brethren? He's writing to folks that's already saved. No salvation is not under consideration whatsoever. He's writing to people who are believers, who are Christians. What doth it profit, my brethren? He's writing to brethren. And so he's not talking about works for salvation. That's beside the subject here entirely. He's talking about the fact that your faith without corresponding actions won't work for you, even though you are a believer. One of the gravest mistakes that many believers make is to confess their faith in the Word of God and at the same time contradict their confession by wrong actions. Weymouth has it translated correctly. It's best for us to get our mind off of works, but because he's talking about actions here. We say that we're trusting God the Father for finances, and at the same time are worrying and fretting about how we're going to pay our bills. Can't you see there's not any corresponding action there? That's what he's saying. 1 minute we confess that the word of God is true, and that no word from God can be forfeited, that he must keep his word with us, and that we know that he will, and the very next moment we repudiate everything we say by wrong actions. Your actions have to correspond with your believing if you're going to receive from God. Now, James tells us in the very first chapter of James and in the 22nd verse, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Or as the margin reads, deluding your own selves. Now, we have a lot of self-deluded people. They lay it off on the devil or someone else, but really they've deluded themselves because they are not actors or doers of the word. The actions of a doer of the word coincide with his confession. Now, Jesus said in the 7th chapter of Matthew's gospel, the 24th through the 26th verse, Jesus said these words, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall thereof. Now, you know, most folks miss what Jesus said entirely. I said they missed what Jesus said entirely. Most folks said, well, now Jesus is the rock. When you build on Jesus, you'll never fall. And you see people all around about them that goes down when the storm comes. We're seeing it on every side. When the storms of life come, we see folks that's going down. Now, why are they? Even though they are, Christ, of course, is the rock, and they began on him. Well, the trouble is they're not doers. Now, notice what Jesus said. Whosoever shall hear these sayings of mine and do them. He's still talking about a person practicing doing the word, believing the word, and then his actions correspond with what he believes. That's what he's talking about. Now, I want you to notice something. He said that the same rains descended, the same storm, the same floods, the same wind came upon both of these houses. If it had been the wind, if it had been the rain, the flood, or the storm that destroyed it, it would have destroyed both houses. That's not what destroyed them. The fact that one of them was a doer of the word and the other wasn't is a thing that put one over and caused the other to fail. Amen. Now, isn't that right? Praise God. Amen. It isn't the storms of life that defeats us. If the storm defeated us, it would defeat all of us. Why is it that some people face the same storm and they're not defeated and they don't fall like this house? Because they are doers of the word. They act upon God's word. Praise the Lord. Where the other, though they may be a Christian, though they may be thoroughly saved, yet they do not have corresponding actions with their faith. And when the test of sickness comes, they're laid low. While other folks, though the test of sickness may come upon them, they stand their ground and refuse to be sick. Praise God. Just refuse to take it. You see, you don't have to, because that storm of sickness doesn't belong to you after all. Amen. It's because one is a doer of the word and one is not a doer of the word. Yes, the storms of life come upon all of us. It may be in the guise of sickness. It may be in the guise of financial difficulty. It may be some other test or some other trial. The winds blow. The rain descends. The flood comes. But oh, bless God, he who is a doer of the word can through it all smile, praise God, and hold fast to his confession of faith, for he knows that God cannot fail. Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. Now, so many who profess Christ and who declare that they believe the word of God to be true from Genesis to Revelations are sort of like the old preacher said, bless God, I believe it from revolutions to generations. Well, they believe the Bible's true from Genesis to Revelation. And they say it with a great deal of unction. And yet so many of those very same people are not doers of the word. They are talkers about the word. There's a difference between talkers about the word and doers of the word. They have mentally assented and agreed in their heads that the word of God is absolutely true, but it doesn't do them any good because they're not making it their own. The way you make God's word your own is to act upon it. Do what it says.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We have a special resource package available that we know will be a blessing to you. This package includes Kenneth Hagin's mini book, How to Be a Success in Life, along with Lynette Hagin's Keys to Fulfilling God's Plan USB, featuring 10 powerful MP3 messages. You'll also receive Denise Hagin Burns' Goals for Growth USB. These three great resources are available together for the special package price of just $39. Be sure to take advantage of this special offer and get resources that will encourage you, strengthen your faith, and help you continue growing in God's plan for your life. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, Living Faith Conference coming up October the 18th through the 20th. We're going to be at Faith Christian Outreach Church. That is in Mount Pleasant, Iowa, with Pastors Monty and Peggy Knudsen.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his teaching, Faith Classics. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.